Let's go.
It's time for Texas on Tap with Miss Helen, along with producer Kyle. Hello, hello to you.
Hello, how's it going down in Matagorda, Texas?
It is going. The heat is on. We're ready for summer now. People are coming in. Birds are singing. The sky's not blue today, but things are looking good. Lots of birds. We have like a lot of birds that migrate through this area. It's like a bird watching is a big thing here.
Yeah.
So we've really seen some interesting species come through here lately. You have to keep your eye kind of peeled and look out for them.
That sounds nice. You're constantly convincing me of reasons to enjoy the warm weather. Otherwise, I just want nothing
I know. You don't like it. Like, I don't like being cooped up in the cold winter time and having to bundle up. So
let's talk about some...
Yeah, we got some bundlers of songs this weekend. Not really bundlers. They're pretty.
I was going to say, let's talk about some songs that'll warm us up.
Okay,
oh man, you've been on a roll. We screwed it up this week. We'll have to pregame next week a little bit.
Yeah, I messed it up this week. I'm a little distracted trying to get my head in the game here.
No worries.
So who's going first? Who's on first? What's on second? I don't know. Who's on third?
Oh man, I'm just gonna go because I don't even know what you're talking about at this point.
Go.
Okay. Let's kick it off with our friend Nate Burner. Nate Burnham just put out a new one and it's called Out of Sorts. This song is freaking awesome. Nate sent it over. I'm curious. He sent the song a couple weeks back, ahead of release, and it just dropped today. But he said that somebody had recently approached him at a show or something and said that they found him from Texas Toast. So if you're listening right now, please let us know who you are, because that's awesome.
Love it.
Yeah. Back to the song. Nate, a good friend of the show. We've covered most of the songs he's released over the last few years, and this one feels like a brand new approach from him. It feels, it's very like western-y storyteller. And I think he was really pushing on the side of his comfort zone with this one, but I think it paid off big time. His voice sounds cool and unique and fresh, and like it's got this kind of like eerie, old school, somewhat in the vein of like those old school early Texas country guys too, in the way of storytelling. So got to check that one out. It's a nice change of pace from Nate Burnham.
Yes. I was totally shocked and surprised when I opened the file to listen to it. Ron was sitting next to me. I said, "Hey, you want to hear Nate's new song?" He's like, "Yeah." We both just looked at each other and went, "Whoa, hold on." I said, "Hang on, let me start it over." But I love the whole message and meaning in the song. I mean, it's like, it's pretty deep, but yes, totally not what I expected from Nate, but outstanding job. Wonderful song. I really liked one part where you tell your friends you're like LTD, like living the dream, and really not so much. And then the mirror part. I mean, there's just so many things. You just have to go through and listen to that song over and over. But the way he presented it and his voice and just how the instruments come in that kind of sad little fiddle somewhere in there. It's like, good job, Nate Burnham. Love you, bro. Awesome.
Killed it. All right, moving on. Let's get the tap room doors going. Get the taps flowing. Mr. Clayton Mullen dropped a new one today to stream. He's called Good Trucks Rust.
Under cottonwood sky, heating up July, tangled up in a half-ton truck bed, all American dream, leaving home 18, drinking down that Labor Day sunset. The girl I was planning on going the distance, but the distance had different plans. Now I got a cab full of memories and some footprints on the dash. Got a million miles. They can't take me back. We had a hell of a run till we ran out of road. The damn girl, we got close. Every time I climb the side, I think of us, how we fell out of love, and how even the good trucks rust. Yeah, we got the spark in that match when you came back from that first year, first semester. Now your head hadn't changed a bit, but gotta admit, damn, you look better than ever. So we relive some backseat history till we turn back into history. Now I got a cab full of memories and some footprints on the dash. Got a million miles out in front of me, but they can't take me. tracks and some footprints on the dash. Got a million miles out in front of me, but they can't take me back. We had a hell of a run till we ran out of road, but damn girl, we got close. Every time we climb inside our fingers, how we fell out of love, and how even the good trucks rust. How even the good trucks, even the good trucks rust.
This is a whole new level of maturity from Clayton Mullen. It's almost like he's entering into a new era. Everything from his vocals to the lyrics to the melodies, it's all outstanding. It's really great. The video stuff that he's doing looks great. He even looks like, I love you, Clayton, but even looks older and more grown up in the videos that they've been posting.
I noticed that. I noticed that too.
Yeah, it's just cool. You know, he's been out on the road. He's been working. He's been grinding. He's been growing his fan base. And just something about this one feels like it's entering a new level for him. And man, it's just relatable and hooky and everything looks great. They've got a very well-oiled machine going right now. And I'm super proud of everything that he's doing lately and just want to keep seeing it going. So if you're not already listening to Clayton, go check him out.
For sure. Okay. So we'll keep the tap room door open for, this is the first radio single from this artist. I'm looking forward to what's to come. And after you hear this, I think you're going to feel the same way. This is Finest Smith and Ain't Love Grand.
Girl, until you came along, I thought love was a sad, sad song that just kept playing on and on and on. And it's still a mystery how an angel like you rescued me. Never knew dreams could come true. Oh, but now I know they do. Well, ain't love grand, like an oasis in the desert sand, to a lost and thirsty man who never thought he'd find it. Girl, your timing is unpredictably precise. You took me by surprise. Cause I just don't agree. When you press your lips to mine, oh, the same thing happens every time. You take my breath away. And it might sound cliche, but ain't love grand like an oasis in the desert sand to a lost and thirsty man who never thought he'd find it. Girl, your timing is unpredictably precise. You took me by surprise and by the hand. Oh, baby, ain't love grand. Like an oasis.
He comes from a old country, heavy, heavy ranch family background. He grew up in Ivan, Texas on the family ranch, worked hard, went to Tarleton State. And that's where he discovered that, oh, I like this music thing. I think I may try this out. And this is his first radio release. And while he's not raising cattle, he's modeling for Cavenders and also Cowboys and Indians magazine. Yes. Yeah, so I look for a lot of stuff coming from him. I would like to have him on the podcast. I would like to find out just in particular what his first name represents, because that reminds me of some of the names that maybe come from like your heritage family names. Maybe it was a grandfather's last, you know, grandparents' last name or a great grandparents' last name. But anyway, yeah, very interesting. So keep an eye out for Finest Smith. He's just getting started in our industry and I look for great things from him. Now, we're going to go old school country with this next one. As a matter of fact, these two songs that I picked this week, as I picked them and I was going through and previewing a lot of music, this didn't just take me back to the 90s with these two singles. I'm thinking way 70s before. And 80s. Oh, yeah. Yes. I mean, just the vibe on these is totally perfect, especially from Jared Starrett and the Hired Guns. The name of their radio single that's out is called Trying to Save the Honky Tonks. There's no glitz, there's no glam, there's no fireworks, there's no bells, there's no whistles. This is just pure country music, lyrically, musically. It starts off with the cold intro going, talking about the jukebox in the corner, the dance floors, and just the harmony that those guys have. It's just beautiful. So you got to check that out. Basically, one song, Trying to Save the Honky Tonks, one song at a time. And it's almost one of those songs that after I listen to it a few times, I'm singing it. It's a sing-along, dance-along song for sure. And he grew up, of all places, in Jefferson, Texas, working cattle, hunting, fishing, went to Sam Houston State University. And that's where he started playing music locally in that area. And ironically enough, speaking of Jefferson, Texas, that is where the home of Sheality is. Adrian's shop. Adrian
Johnson's shop. Isn't that also where Sarah Hobbs is from too?
Yeah, Sarah's in and out of the shop a lot. They do a lot of like Adrian posts a lot of pics from the store because she also has a website store you can buy on the web. And Sarah jumps in there sometimes. And yes, she does help her out sometimes. They're just too cute together. So make sure you check that one out. Jared Starrett and Hired Guns, old school country, trying to save the honky tonks one song at a time. Almost sang it.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of keeping the honky tonks alive, let's talk about our friends at More Than Music Creations, who are doing everything in their power to keep the country music scene alive and thriving by recycling used guitar strings from your favorite Texas country artists and turning it into merchandise that they can then sell back to you. Portion of the proceeds go to fundraising for all kinds of awesome stuff in the Central Texas area, and it is founded and created and handcrafted by two outstanding individuals that live in New Braunfels, Texas. So morethanmusiccreations.com, check them out. We talk about them every week and we love them, so if you love us, go show them some love.
Connecting everybody with jewelry one guitar string at a time. Have you ever wondered how artists like Treaty Oak Revival, Red Clay Strays, and Aaron Watson maintain the high quality and high demand for their merchandise? CH Lone Star Promo is the answer. Created in Texas to serve Texas artists, and they're currently offering 15% off on all merch orders from musicians. Visit chlonestarpromo.com to get started and tell them Texas Toast sent you.
I was reading the other day that it takes at least $1 million to break an artist. That's a ton of change, and it can feel overwhelming. But with social media leveling the playing field, you just need an effective strategy to release your music. Check out Release Rocket to ensure your single does not die after release day. You've already put time, effort, and tons of money into writing and recording your album. Let the guys at Release Rocket keep your new release alive.
What's popping and topping on the charts this week? Mike Ryan, number one again on CD Extraction Texas. And on the Texas Country Music Chart, looking down, there was a lot of good ones that came in debuting in the top 100. America Allen did. Sunny Salcedo's Womanize is in the top 100 debuting, coming in at 92. And that'll be interesting because we have him up and coming on the podcast. Mike Ryan went from 3-1 on Texas Country Music Chart with Way It Goes. So congratulations to him. And since we're recording a little bit earlier, I don't have the updated Texas Regional Radio report.
Sorry about that. After we listen, I will have been playing a show in Burleson, Texas with my buddy Jarrett Ray Reddick.
Oh, tell him hello for me. Oh, hello,
Jay. That was last night, if you're listening to this now. But yeah, it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to that one. That's why we're recording a little bit early this week, just because tomorrow is going to be a little crazy for me.
Yeah. So a couple of things I wanted to mention. Let me tell you what I have been listening to a lot is Hayden Haddock's new one he put out to streaming. You had a chance to listen to it. Yeah.
Was that the one that we talked about? What's it called?
No, Texas Tail. It's called Texas Tail Light. Oh, it's a good one. It's a really good one. I just want to mention that one. Everybody go to it. And it starts out like his girlfriend, like just jumps. I'm going to tell it in my language, my story time. Mm-hmm. So basically it starts out, the girl jumps in the truck and she's tail lights heading out. And so there's one part of the song where he's basically having to walk and he has his thumb out in the wind, but he makes this reference to Robert Earl Keane's The Road Goes On Forever. And he said, love Robert Earl Keane. But I think he kind of lied about that because this I-10 road goes on forever. And basically his party is over and ended. It's just a great song. We love Hayden. And yeah. I wanted to mention that. And I wanted to mention something kind of really cool, not kind of, but it is to me because it will be to you too. Carson Jeffrey, did you hear what he's doing? He's doing a live album recording at Cat Spring Agricultural Hall.
Oh, yeah. I've had that on my calendar for months.
Yes, yes. So I thought we had talked about that, but I was just like, but when I think the reality hit me when I saw him do the little clip in front of the hall, been there so many times, many times. Yeah. So anybody wants to go out to that?
I don't know where that place is, but I figured that. Yeah. I figured you would know all about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's crazy. I want to put on a show in the weird little circle thing at the fairgrounds in Belleville.
I've
always walked around that building and been in there a couple times and it's just empty, but I've always thought that building was so cool.
I know. And they used to have I don't know if they still have the Belleville Municipal Pool was like kind of close to that. And like when my cousins lived in Belleville, like then we would go play at that building. We played everywhere back in those days.
The American Legion was right next to it on the other side from where the pool was. And we were always over there for who knows what. It feels like I was there every weekend, but yeah. I had a couple honorable mentions that I wanted to shout out to, and it was all the heavy hitters, the big dogs in Texas, Flatland featuring Randy. They put out a new song last Friday. Wade Bowen put out a new song and Pat Green put out a new song. So yeah, all kinds of good stuff. Speaking of Pat, I actually missed his set just cause it was so chaotic, but we did a little Helen and Ron spur of the moment thing this past weekend and ended up grabbing some wristbands and went to Two Step in Georgetown Saturday. And that was whole lot of fun. We got to see everybody from Zach Top to Cody Johnson to Leanne Womack, Deanna Carter, Martina McBride. It was awesome. It was like a nice mix of new and old. Cool. We got to see Dylan Gossett. He was outstanding. The weather was pretty terrible and it was kind of miserable, but almost, how those things, like you start off and it's like, man, this sucks. But then it almost becomes a better memory because you just like tough it out and you got your ponchos and you're all bundled up and stuff. And it ended up being one of those. It was pretty unforgettable. So I'm glad we did it. And after all of it, looking back, I'm kind of glad that it rained too, because the show kept going. They did end up having to cancel a couple of performances and Kojo ended up going on about 2 hours earlier than he would have. So we missed a handful of people. Sammy Kershaw got pushed. Ryan Bingham got pushed. And there were quite a few others that didn't get to perform, but ended up working out, and we had a great time.
That's always fun. You can plan, but those last minute things just always turn out the best. Yeah, I'm looking forward to this weekend because Bubba Wesley is coming my way. So I'm going to go check out Bubba. But here's the thing. It looks like at the venue where he's playing in Bay City, I don't think they don't start their shows till 10.
Oh, it's super late.
No.
There you go. What's he playing? 10 to 1?
Looks like their sets are like 10 to 1:30. That's what it looks like. Ooh. But they may do something different since it's Bubba. That's just kind of like some of the regional local bands that have those times. Mm-hmm. So, Lord help me.
You can make it.
I'm usually sleeping a little bit, 10.
Yeah. Oh, same. We'll make it happen. Yeah, this weekend is, I have the show obviously Thursday, but like I said, that will have happened already. But this weekend is my lovely lady's girlfriend's. We're going off the grid. I got a little place out in the hill country and we're going bye-bye for a couple days. So
yeehaw,
I'm really looking forward to a disconnect. Yeah.
Yes. Everybody needs that. I'm feeling like I need that, but I just don't. It's not time to disconnect. Not time to disconnect. I got to be connected all the way till.
Not time to you until after the World Series. Well, maybe not. True that. But we'll see.
True that.
Man. Yeah. But then after this weekend, it gets crazy. We're all over the place. I've got tons of shows. If you guys have been wanting to catch a Kyle Garrett show, you can find all that stuff online. I'll be at the TCMA Award show as well, performing early in the day. And then, you know, I'm nominated for an award. Me and Helen are nominated for an award. We'll both be there hanging out. There's still tickets available for that, I believe. Sawyer Park Ice House on, what is that? May 9th.
Yeah, I can't believe it's like only a couple of weeks away. Where has it went?
Mm-hmm. And then if you're in Houston and you can't make it to that, I've got two shows in the Houston area. I'm playing at the Rustic downtown on that Saturday, the 11th. And then later that evening, I'll be opening up for our friend Bree Bagwell out at Lake Houston Brewery. And
that'll be good.
I don't even actually know. I guess Huffman is what they call that area, but who knows?
Yeah. So speaking of Bree, my other child and my child, Kyle, I saw my kids on Only in Vans. Y'all are so cute. Oh,
you watched the podcast?
Yes.
Cool. That one was weird because, like, normally I'm, you know, behind the scenes, like sitting there watching as they record. Like the cameras are like this, I'm back here. So there's nobody over there directing it like I normally am. But yeah, it was fun. We had a good time talking about streaming and old memories and how people say weird shit way too comfortably. But you know, it was a great conversation.
That was good. Good job on that. Okay, so
thank you.
Well, we got.
I guess that's it.
Good guests coming up. Mm-hmm. We just had Garrison Nunn released this week. Ben Katalichek is coming up.
Yep. Who else? Sonny Sauceda. We're going to get Daryl Dodd in here soon. I can't even remember who else we have on the calendar. We're talking to Zach McGinn. So, yeah, all kinds of cool stuff. Sorry, I didn't check my schedule like I normally do. Otherwise, I'd run you guys down on who's coming. But stay tuned.
Okay. Stay tuned. Yes, that's right.
we got a full calendar nonetheless. So all kinds of cool content coming for you guys. And thanks for hanging in there with us and bearing with us through all the years and just, you know, sticking around.
Okay. All right. Well, everyone have a great weekend. Cheers.
Cheers.